Good morning, Elder Guest. How art thou?
I'm blessed and highly favored with friends, benefits, and abundance of overflow.
All right.
Amen.
That's great. No overflow. Good to be here on today.
Yes, it is.
It's good to be here.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. I was in the kitchen. I was trying to get my little dinner prepared, and I was thinking, I said, you know, God is just blessing me right now.
Amen. Amen.
He gave me food to put on this table and food to put in this oven. That's a blessing.
Yes.
And he made me able in my right mind to know what to put in it. That's a blessing.
All right. That's all right. That's a good God.
That's right. I mean, that is a blessing.
Amen.
I could have went in there and put some dish detergent in there. I'm cold in my right mind, and I know what to do.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Well, thank God for the right man.
That's right.
Amen.
It's good to have people wake up your right mind and not wake up, somebody
else's
mind.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
We can move our limbs and we can move, we can speak and we can hear, we can smell, we can talk, we can shout hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to sing a little bit of the Lord is blessing me right now.
Amen.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. I say the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. I say the Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. The Lord is blessing you right now, oh, right now. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. The Lord is blessing me. The Lord is blessing me.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Oh, right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Right now.
Yes,
right now.
Right now. Amen.
Right now. Blessing us with breath.
Amen.
Yes. Glory to God.
A second goes by, that he's not blessing us.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless God for this day.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank
this Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
The 100th day of the year.
Amen.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't have to keep us here, but he did.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be in the number one more day.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So we love the Lord and we love you. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad in the day.
Amen.
That I was in his day today. It would go just as well without us being in it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was going on before we got here. It was going on after we leave.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So it ain't necessary for you to be here.
Amen.
He kept us here out of his grace.
Yes.
And his mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God for grace and mercy.
Amen.
Because if he had dealt with us the way we've been acting,
tell it, Pastor.
Long off this earth.
Let us know. Amen.
Hallelujah. But I'm so glad for grace and mercy.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad for grace and mercy.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for grace and mercy.
Yes. Yes, sir.
The Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
I preach y'all stand within the gates of Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. At this time, we will have our invocation and prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that you allowed us to be a part of another day.
Yes.
And bring us together by way of Zoom to worship and praise you.
Yes, Lord.
And together in holiness and the beauty of holiness. We thank you, God, for this time and this opportunity. We pray that thou would take charge of this church, dwell in our minds and in our hearts and in our minds. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us by your spirit.
Oh, yes,
in the name of come into each of our hearts and our minds and bless us with the blessings we stand in need of. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Reckon us in our weakness and keep us in your will. In Jesus' name, we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that He is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that He is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, He rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in His kingdom. He will come back, as He promised, to judge the world, to live with the righteousness. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, and resurrection for the body, the eternal life to all true believers. Praise God.
It's one God, one faith, and one God.
Amen.
We'll have a scripture and prayer.
Amen.
Ye believe in God, also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. If ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also. Henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. You have said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And it sufficed us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so with thee so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that seen me has seen the Father. And I say this. Now then, show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He doeth the works.
But let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, it's once again, Lord, that you have allowed us to assemble. Lord, for that, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rise and see another day that we have never seen before.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you will do. Lord, just continue to put a shield of protection around us. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We command him to flee. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Well, bless this service in a special way. Bless Pastor Dad as he brings the word, Lord. Give him a word that will heal, deliver, and make free.
Yes.
Lord, let us be not only just hearers of the word, but doers of the word.
Yes.
And Lord, just prank us, Lord.
Yes,
seek you more, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To communicate with you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
To obey you more, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We just saying thank you.
Thank you.
For another opportunity to be in the land of the living.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For all that you've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your son, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you for being the great I am.
Yes.
Lord, you said you'll be whatever we need you to be.
Yes.
Lord, help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
This day we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you.
You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God for today's prayer and the scripture affirmation of faith. We thank God for your being in our presence today.
Yes.
Amen.
And ready for to lift the Lord up.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We come to lift him up and to give him praise.
Amen.
Honor and for and glory and honor. We come to magnify his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about him who was crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we come to do this in the name of Jesus.
Lord. Amen.
Anybody got a selection for us?
Oh, Lord. I come to receive my blessing, faithfully waiting for the harvest is thine. If you believe, you'll level and one. Say to know my blessing will come, and it's mine.
It's mine. Oh, mine.
It's harvest time.
Oh, Lordy,
oh Lord,
I come.
I come to receive from
you. Receive your blessing.
Faithfully waiting.
Faithfully
waiting for the harvest of
You believe in the heavenly one.
Faithfully waiting for the harvest,
you believe in heaven and one.
Faith in no man, blessed, and it's mine. Oh Lord, it's harvest time. Glory be to God. Amen. It's harvest time.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, God.
What time?
Good news time.
Amen.
Good news time.
We come to bring you some good news.
Yes. Amen.
Out of this, in this hot, bad news world.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
But we always find the word of God good news.
Good news. Amen.
Give us hope when there's despair.
Yes.
Joy.
Yeah.
Happiness in the midst of chaos.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
He is that kind of God.
Yes, he is.
God, we're back with Ezekiel again.
Okay. Amen.
Last Sunday, we had to continue today. So Ezekiel 37. And we're going to read the same two verses.
Amen.
We read last Sunday, verse 12 and 13.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Are we there?
Amen.
Okay. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and will cause you to come up out of your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your grave.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my people, and brought you out of your grave.
Amen.
Right. Tell somebody, the grave is open.
The grave is open.
Come out.
Amen.
Come out. Amen.
The grave is open.
Mm-hmm.
Come out. Well, last week we told you that Ezekiel having a vision, and he said the hand of the Lord was upon him. They carried him out in the spirit of the Lord and set him down in the midst of the valley before the bone. He let us know that the bone had been there for a while.
Yes, yes.
Because they were very dry.
Mm-hmm.
No signs of life was in those bones.
Yes.
Or even looked like they ever had any life.
Mm-hmm.
But God asked him a question.
Can't hear it.
And asking you a question today.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Can these bones live?
Yes, yes.
Glory when you're looking at things that seem to be impossible.
My Lord.
When you're looking at things that seem hopeless. That there's nothing that can be done.
Yes, my Lord.
God can. And these bones live, and they can say, Lord, thou knowest.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The answer is the question. We got to answer the same way, thou knowest.
Amen.
You know everything.
Yes, it does.
And you know these bones can live if only you just give the word.
Yes, hello.
And God speak a word in us. We know that word is life.
Yes, it is.
That word is hope. The word is peace and joy and deliverance.
Amen.
God wants to work through us.
Amen.
And he wants us to stop doubting.
That's true.
Our capabilities.
Amen.
Because when God gives you a job, he equips you with that job.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And to do the work of that job. He may not expect you to come in there being the expert all at once, but as you learn,
amen.
As you go,
yes,
you will be able to do the job better.
Yes, you will.
Because you will gain more confidence in what you're able to do.
Yes.
Amen.
And so, Ezekiel said, Lord thy God, I know us. So the Lord told him to prophesy unto the bone.
Yes, he did.
And say to thee, O ye dry bone, hear the word of God, the Lord. Now, God is saying to us, we need to start speaking to these dead situations in our lives.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Our family members.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Stop putting them down and start speaking the word of life.
Amen.
Okay. As we said on last week, there ain't no need. I've been talking to them. Ain't no need. They ain't gonna never change. No, that's not the answer.
Amen.
That's not the answer. Let them know that change will happen.
Yeah. Amen.
If you speak the word of the Lord into them.
Yes, my Lord.
The word will go in there and he will see that it won't come returning to him void.
Amen.
It will accomplish what he purposed it to do.
Yes, it will.
It may not do it when you want it to happen.
Amen.
But it is happening.
Yes,
my Lord.
According to the word of our living God.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. He will work it out.
Yes,
he will.
And all he had to do was speak the word.
Tell it, Pastor.
Sometimes he wants to need to speak that word through you. You need to speak that word through me.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. These bones didn't have no ears. No brain.
Amen.
My Lord.
Okay, didn't have no earlobes, didn't have no down in the body. But God said, preach to them.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. It's like you talk to somebody like falling on the deaf ear. Preach anyway.
Amen.
Tell them what's right.
Amen.
Yes,
tell them what the Lord said do.
Tell it, Pastor.
The grave been open for you to go there and tell them.
Amen.
Okay, some of us go to the grave, man, the grave closed and talk to the grave. So why can't we talk to that person?
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Okay. So if the one you're talking, love one you're talking to in the grave hears you, and that person can hear you too.
Amen.
That's right.
They're standing in front of you.
Yes, yes.
Speak the words of salvation. Speak the words of deliverance.
Yes.
Amen.
Speak the words of patience.
Amen.
Speak the word of hope and
faith.
God. Speak this into these dry phone.
Amen. Oh.
And as Ezekiel said, so I prophesied as I was commanded.
Uh-huh.
And as I prophesied, there was a noise.
Tell it.
And behold, a shaking.
Amen.
And the bones came together.
My Lord.
Bone to his bone.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, when you speak the word into somebody,
tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Some change is going to take place.
Amen.
Yes, my Lord. Right?
When you speak the word,
and
you hear the word of the Lord,
amen.
Yes.
You can't say the same.
No, amen. You can't.
The bone, as he speaks to those dry bones, the bones started making a noise.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sometimes we won't even make no noise.
Amen.
That's the truth.
The bones started making a noise.
Amen.
And started shaking.
Tell it.
Hallelujah. These dry bones that didn't have no life on them.
My Lord.
No signage. No flesh. No skin.
No, my God.
Bones laying in the back.
Yes, yes.
And he said, when I beheld, and lo, sinews came upon him.
Mm-hmm.
The bones came together. Each bone found its own bone.
My
Amen. Okay. And the bone will come back together.
Yes, they will.
When you give the word of God, that person will come back.
Amen.
Uh-huh. When God gets through with them, they will be delivered.
Amen.
So it says, he saw the bones coming together, making a valley and a shaking, making a noise.
Yeah.
A joyful noise unto the Lord, all you saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory be God.
And the word coming to you. You need to rejoice.
Amen.
And make some noise.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Let the Lord know you heard his word.
Amen.
Yes.
Right. So he put flesh on them. And he put skin on them.
Amen.
But there won't no breath in them.
Yes.
So then he tells Ezekiel, now preach now to the wind. Prophesizing to them. Okay. Preach that the wind from all four corners will blow on them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then they can that they can have life.
Amen.
When God gets you together, you can live.
Yes, you can.
Amen.
You got them dry bone. Toe bone found its other toe bone. And made up the foot bone.
Yes, yes.
And the foot bone found the ankle bone.
Ankle bone. Glory be
and
God.
The ankle bone found the leg bone.
Yes, yes.
Ezekiel heard that noise and saw the bones moving. Each one finding his own place.
Amen.
And he said he kept on preaching, oh ye
dry
bones.
Amen.
Hear ye the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to keep on preaching. When just because it started moving you, it's not time for you to quit. You got to keep on preaching.
Amen.
Yes, hallelujah. But what? So they can hear the whole word of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The leg, the ankle bone found the leg bone, and the leg bone found the knee bone.
Yes, sir.
The knee bone found the thigh bone, and the thigh bone found the hip bone, and Ezekiel kept right on preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He didn't say, oh, I got something going on now, and I'm going to quit.
Amen.
I done enough. You ain't done enough.
Amen.
I keep on preaching. You got to preach to the Lord come.
Amen.
Preach to the Lord say, well done.
Hallelujah. The hip bone found the backbone, and the backbone found the shoulder bone, and the shoulder bone found the neck bone, and the neck bone found the head bone. And he kept what I was preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to preach.
Amen.
In this day and time.
Tell it.
And Lord said, he prophesied unto the wind, and the wind blew on them. They came alive, and they stood up on their feet.
Yeah,
exceeding great honor.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
Then he said unto me, O son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost.
Yes, Lord.
We are cut off from my people. Hey, we need to hear what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
Hey, we can't do anything because we're cut off, but Jesus says, I'm going to open up your grave.
Amen.
And you're going to be able to come out.
Yeah.
Hey, when I open your grave,
yes,
and cause you to come up out of your grave.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And bring you into the land of Israel.
Amen.
Not only is he open your grave,
but
he's going to take you to the promised place.
Amen.
And he's going to give us what he said he would give us. In the promised land.
My Lord.
And you shall know that I am the Lord. I have opened your grave.
Yeah.
Oh, my people. And brought you up out of your grave.
My Lord.
And ye shall put on my spirit, and I will put my spirit in you. And ye shall live.
Amen.
And I shall place you in your own land.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And shall we know that I am the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I've spoken it.
That's right,
and
my
perform
Lord.
It, says the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Ezekiel preached to the dry bones. And God opened the grave.
Yes, he did, my Lord.
And called him out of the grave.
All
right. And there's the word of the Lord that says in St. John, there was a certain man who was sick.
Yes.
And his name was Lazarus. And he lived in Bethany.
Yes.
With his two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Jesus was in Jerusalem. Mentioned there.
My Lord.
It was that Mary that anointed the Lord's foot with oil.
Amen.
And what the feet with his hair. It was that Mary whose brother was Lazarus that was sick.
Yes, amen.
And so they sent for Jesus.
Yeah.
Come and heal him. But Jesus stayed there another 2 days.
Amen.
All right, saying our friend Lazarus is sick.
Yes.
But it's not unto death. But for the glory of God.
Yeah. My Lord, thank
the
you.
Son
God.
Of man, the glory. Son of God might be glorified. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he heard it, that day when he was sick, he stayed there 2 more days.
Lord.
He may not show up when you want him to come.
Amen.
But he'll be there. And it won't be late.
Amen.
I heard his disciples say,
Mm-hmm.
Master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said to his disciples, let us go into Judea.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Again, and the disciples said, Master.
Yes.
The Jews sought to kill you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The last time you were there.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, there are 12 hours in the day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The man walketh. And in the day, he stumbled down.
Uh-huh.
But if he walked at night and then without light, he was stumbling.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus let them know that he is of the light.
Uh-huh.
And he knows where he's going.
Amen.
He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Yes.
And he knows what he needs to do.
Uh-huh.
He said, our friend Lazarus sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But I go now to wake him out of his sleep. Then he said to his disciples, if he sleep,
uh-huh,
he does well.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
Why are you going to wake him?
Amen.
He said that, I want to let you know that he's dead.
Amen.
But I'm going to wake him up.
Amen.
All right. Lazarus is like some of us.
Uh-huh.
We were dead.
Hell, it passed.
Hearing the word of God because Lazarus was dead.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Rolled up in his grave.
Yes, sir.
But God promised to open our grave.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Amen.
And one of these days, he's going to open our grave.
Uh-huh. Yes, he will, my Lord.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
And Lazarus, Jesus said, Lazarus, I'm glad that Lazarus, I won't die when Lazarus died.
Because
uh-huh. I want you to know, this was done for the intent uh-huh. of glorifying the Father.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say, Lord, let us go with you
mm-hmm.
and follow him.
Uh-huh.
So we may die with him.
Uh-huh.
Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 15 furlongs off.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 miles.
Uh-huh.
In our measurement. Now, 2 miles, it looks like you ought to make it in about 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
latest.
Amen.
Or less.
Mm.
2 days had passed since he heard that he was sick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But when he arrived on the scene,
uh-huh.
he was 4 days in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jesus stayed around 2 days
mm-hmm.
in Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
doing what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it taking him another 2 days to travel 2 miles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us give up.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Don't look like the Lord is coming.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So I better do this.
That's the way
I better do that.
Amen.
To get that Sarah attitude.
Uh-huh.
The Lord promised to give me a child.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I done passed the marriage stage.
Uh-huh.
That grave is closed.
Make
a and so since that grave is closed, I thank the Lord when we do it another route.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
Okay.
That's
what we... Abraham goes labor with my maid servant.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And get the child that way.
Amen.
See, when you start getting God a helping hand without following God's instruction,
that's right.
You just make a colossal mess.
Amen. Amen. So,
you got to make sure you hear the word of the Lord and do what the word of the Lord says.
Amen. Amen.
When the Lord says and how he says.
Yeah.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
When Jesus got there, Martha came out to meet him. And Martha said to him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother cannot die. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou will ask of God, God will give it thee.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Do you believe?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever you ask of God, he will give it to you.
Amen.
He said he will give it to you as long as it is. He will give it to you. He will not withhold not one good thing from you.
No, he won't.
Jesus said it to her. Brother shall rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he will.
Yes.
At the day of resurrection.
Yes.
The last day.
I am the resurrection.
But Jesus said, I am the
resurrection.
Yes. Amen.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, now he lives.
Amen.
Jesus is the resurrection.
Yes, he is.
Whatever is dead, he can raise up.
Tell it, Pastor.
Whatever is dead in your life, he can be restored.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe that?
Tell it. Amen.
And Martha said unto him, yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ.
Amen.
The Son of God should come into the world.
Jesus.
And when she had said, she went her way and called Mary to come out. And the master saying that the master called it for you. And as soon as Mary heard that, Mary rose up quickly. And Mary went into the outside where Jesus was.
He
had not yet got in town. But in the place where Martha had met him, he was still there. So Mary came and to say the same thing to him. Lord, if you had been here,
yes,
my brother Lazarus would not have died. Jesus said to her, where have you laid him? Just let me know where you laid him.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
I do the rest.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
They said it to him, Lord, come and see.
Yes, sir.
Jesus wept. Because he loved the family.
Yeah.
And they were in mourning. And so he wept with them.
Yes, he did.
Jesus.
And then he went on to where the grave was. And it said to the people, take ye away the stone. In other words, open up the grave.
Yes.
I'm going to call Lazarus out. I need you to open up the grave. You need to open up your grave that you put on. And come on out of your shell that you've been hiding in. Come on out of that bond that's holding you down.
Yes. The grave is open. Okay, so Jesus said unto her, say not that unto thee, but if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. All you got to do is believe. And doubt not. In the glory of God.
Glory to God.
Shine forth.
Then
they took away the stone. The place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hears me always. Jesus always hears us. When he cries, it's made out unto him. He hears you.
Yes, sir.
And we'll ask you by and by.
Yes, he will.
He heard Hezekiah.
Yes, sir.
When he was sick unto death.
He
turned his face to the wall and cried and prayed. The Lord said, I heard your voice. I seen your tears. And I'm gonna add to your life. And so Jesus,
glory to God,
said thou that you always hear me, Father. Because of the people which stand by. I said it. That they may believe. That thou had sent me. And when he thus spoken,
My Lord.
Cried out with a loud voice.
Yes, he did.
Lazarus.
Come
forth.
Amen.
Cried out to you.
Saying,
come out of that mess. Come out of that grave. Come out of that hole. Come out of that pressure. Come out of that worration.
Amen.
Come out of that agony. Come out of unforgiveness. Come out of that pressure that holding you from doing what the Lord told you to do. Loose you. Hallelujah. And when he was dead, came forth bound hand and foot.
He did.
With grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him. And let him go.
Grave
is open. All you need to be doing is loose. Come forth. And be loose. Come forth. And be loose. The grave's open. And some of us are still laying there. Jesus said, come forth. So you can be loose. We're waiting for somebody else to come around.
My Lord.
Before we come forth. Say, I can't get up. I'm bound. Hand and foot. How can I get up?
We can't move, my Lord.
But Jesus said, by faith, come forth. Hear ye the word of the Lord.
Glory to God.
When you come forth, God will do it for you. You take one step. He'll take two for you. But you got to come forth first. Come forth. You start it. I'll finish it up for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put forth the effort.
Tell it.
God will take over.
Yes. Amen.
And give you the, and do the rest for you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But you got to put forth the effort.
Amen.
I know that man that the Paul and Peter at the temple, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That was sick, lame from his mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought out there every day.
Yes.
Yeah. Lay arms of the people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I heard him say, arms for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
But Peter said, silver
uh-huh.
and gold.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to give.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But in the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
arise.
Yes, hallelujah.
And the man, it took the hand of the man. The man reached forth and jumped up.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
God done the rest. He knew he couldn't walk, but he reached forth to uh-huh. get up.
Yes.
Man.
He took forth that effort.
Yeah.
The grave is open.
Uh-huh. Man.
Jesus has called you out.
Yes.
My Lord.
Now you got to come forth.
Yes, my Lord.
Before you can be loose.
Amen.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Don't wait for somebody to come loose you first.
My Lord.
Before you come out of the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody don't want to get in the grave. So you got to come out of the grave first.
Amen.
And then they'll loose you.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to be in the grave.
Amen.
Grave is open.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Come out.
Amen.
Grave is open.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Tell somebody the grave is open.
The grave is open.
Open.
Come out.
Open.
Yes.
Thank you. The grave is open.
Whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
God has already opened the door.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Yeah. Now you got to put your faith to action.
Yeah, mm. Pastor.
And come out.
Come out.
The grave
is open. So you can be loose.
Yeah, amen.
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 Come out.
Mm. You're gonna be loose
mm-hmm.
to do what God said do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Act the way that I tell act.
Amen.
Think the way God said think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Knowing that you can do everything.
Amen.
Do Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That provides you with the strength.
Amen.
You if you come out,
uh-huh.
then God will loose you.
Yeah.
Whatever you loose on earth,
uh-huh.
will be loosed in heaven.
I'll be loosed in heaven.
But you got to come out before you can be loose.
Amen.
Nobody ain't gonna get in the grave with you. But it's scared it won't be able to get back out.
I know that's right.
So you're gonna have to come out of the grave.
Amen.
Gun our park. The grave stone has been moved.
Yes. Okay.
Amen. Stop saying I know the word said this, but
uh-huh.
no, you say I know what you're saying, but the word says.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If I do this, God will do that.
Uh-huh.
The word of God is life.
Amen.
When you come out, he's going to loose you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The grave are open.
Open.
Come out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come out of that, whatever it is that's keeping you from believing God.
Tell it, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
I just want made that way.
Amen.
You
may
not have been made that way, but you could be changed.
That's true.
Okay. Because the old man passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
So you might have been born with an attitude.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
that's not so nice.
Amen.
That's what the new man comes in and changes that.
Amen.
That's right. Grave is open.
Amen.
To come out.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Good word.
I'm out. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you.
Cook dinner.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Cook dinner and eat breakfast.
Don't get it. Amen.
Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep us and present us faultless before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God speak to me through the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen.
Amen.